This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing well on this wonderful day, evening, afternoon, whatever time that you have had the opportunity to tune in to Safe Haven Podcast. We are grateful for your presence. I want to welcome you to the season premiere, new season for the catalog purposes. It's a new season of Safe Haven Podcast. We're going to be doing pretty much the same thing, but we're going to be doing it with a little bit more persistence. We're going to be doing it with a little bit more, with a little bit more energy. I want to thank everyone for listening to all the podcasts up to this day. I want to thank those who listened to the past couple of weeks of sermons. If you have not listened to them after you sampled this sermon, please do go back and listen to those sermons as well, because it'll get you prepared, get you up to date, get you right up here to this moment, because quite frankly, the way the Lord has placed it on my heart to place it on your heart, everything is happening in a good order. It doesn't matter which order you listen to the sermons in, just as long as you listen, you know, show some support, show some love. We have a Cash App that you can donate to Safe Haven. Everything goes to Kingdom Money. Therefore, whatever the Lord places on your heart, be grateful. $Brian Pusey. Once again, that's $Brian Pusey if you have Cash App. That'd be a great way to do so, because we would love to continue to bless you with more, because this ministry is continuing to grow. And in order for it to be sustained, we need your support. And so therefore, continue to ask you to do that. Put it on your heart. If the Lord has placed it on your heart to do so, please do so. We'll be grateful for you. I want to thank everyone who listens. I want to thank everyone for wishing me a happy birthday. Yes, my birthday was this weekend. It was this past Friday. And it was a beautiful thing. It was wonderful to see another year of life that God has blessed me with. And so, therefore, I'm just grateful for that. I want to send a special birthday blessing to one of my very best friends out there. Reverend Rosalind Prince, you know, she is a wonderful woman. She's been on here a couple of times, and just want to wish her a happy birthday, wish her a blessed birthday, and praying that whatever the Lord places on her heart, that the Lord helps her see it through. Amen. So not going to get long-winded, because this week, not just today's sermon, also Wednesday, midweek manna sermon on Wednesday. This is a two-part sermon, so therefore, we got a lot to unpack. And the way the Lord blessed me a couple weeks ago with this, and you know, I've been waiting patiently. The Lord told me to wait, not yet. But today he says it's time. So, and therefore, I am obedient to the Lord on this one. And now I understand why, after a couple of things I have gone through this past week or so, therefore, I now understand why the Lord told me to hold off on getting this particular series out. So, therefore, it's going to be great. So, without further ado, let's get into the Word. But before we get into the Word, let's pray into this program. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this program. Thank you for everything that you've done to get this program on the air, oh Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for Safe Haven in general. Thank you for me, oh Heavenly Father. Thank you for using me as your vessel to get the message out, oh Heavenly Father. For anybody could have done this, but you know what? You chose me, and oh Lord, I am so grateful and thankful for that. Want to pray for every church door that's been opened in your name. Want to pray for every minister that had to preach the Holy Word, doesn't matter what day of the week it is, oh Heavenly Father. We are grateful for that. But right now, just use me, oh Heavenly Father, in the way that you see fit. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture is going to be coming from Genesis chapter 32. Yes, Old Testament, first book. Genesis chapter 32. Going to be reading verses 24 through 28. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, wrestling with yourself. Part one, wrestling with yourself. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you just use me, oh Heavenly Father. Empty me out right now and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Wrestling with yourself. Think about it. Before we dive deep into this text, let's get a little pretext going on here. What have you been going through lately that you could consider a struggle? What have you faced? What have you seen? What have you experienced that has led you to believe that you are wrestling with something, with someone, or with God maybe? Maybe you're going through a job struggle. You can't find the right job. You've been unemployed for a certain amount of time. You got bills packing on bills on top of bills on top of bills, or you're underpaid, underemployed, and you're doing everything that you can to get to the next level, but it's been hard, it's been rough because it seems like every time you take a step forward, you get knocked back by five steps from where you began. If you got up the stairs and you were near the top, somebody was helping you go down the stairs because they thought you were going in a certain direction because you were carrying this heavy package. What is it that you've been going through? And you know, you don't have to answer it to me. You can just look up to the skies and to the heavens and ask God what it is, because quite frankly, sometimes we need it revealed to ourselves. Amen? You know, as I sit here and I'm bringing out this message to you, I'm starting to think about this. This is why the Spirit of the Lord, I asked on this too. I asked God about this too, and God led me to this scripture. He led me to this. I've heard this scripture preached many times. I've read it more times than I can remember, but you know what? The Lord sent me here for a purpose, and you know what? This is a good purpose, because we start off with Jacob. You know, he got up. He was in Peniel. And he took his wives and his maids and his children across. He was going someplace. And you know what? He didn't know where that place that he was going to. But the funniest thing is, Jacob, at some point in time, he was by himself. And at night, he was probably at a point where he was just thinking about all the things he's been through to get to this point in life, how he had to fight so many struggles, so many things to get everything from the woman he loved to being hoodwinked, and for the fact that he had hoodwinked his own kin and then therefore and that and whatnot to get to this point in his life. And here he is by himself until some man comes out of nowhere. The scripture doesn't exactly explain where this man came from or when it started or when this wrestling match started. Amen. You know, didn't mention that, but the only thing it did mention, Jacob was left alone. And then a man wrestled with him until daybreak. Obviously, at some point, a man came up and said, I want to wrestle you because I see something in you. Amen. You know, that maybe. Or he just said, I want to wrestle you, man, because you're in my way. Or Jacob said it. You're in my way. I want to wrestle you. And or they had a disagreement about something. Don't know. That is something for only those two to know. Amen. And so, therefore, they started wrestling. As it said, they just wrestled and wrestled and wrestled. And it got to the point where this man that was wrestling, Jacob, realized that he wasn't winning and he could not win this battle. And so, therefore, he did not know what to do. He was like, how am I going to get out of this? And this guy just won't give up. He won't submit. He won't tap out. And, you know, what can I do to stop this guy? So he comes up with an idea, as it says here in verse 25b. He just said he struck him on the hip socket because he knew something about Jacob that Jacob knew, and tried to pull it out of his hip socket. He's like, I got him right there, but that didn't stop him. Amen. What does that say about Jacob? Jacob's like, oh, he got me, but he didn't get me. Amen. I got some 3 points in this sermon, this particular sermon today, and I'm hoping it'll help you out just like it's been helping me. Point one, know your strengths. Amen. Know your strengths. Because when you know your strength, you know how to reach somebody. You know how to get somebody to understand where you're coming from. And you get to showcase who you are and whose you are. Amen. Like it says here, it says, when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. What is that saying? This man found something. He found something. He knew his strength. He knew that he had to find a way to get Jacob's attention, to try and turn this match on his favor. Because you know what? Sometimes the enemy will come at you from a direction that may be their strength, amen? But they're attacking some other part of you. That strength sometimes does not attack strength, all right? Strength and strength sometimes clash, and they can't find a way to compromise, amen? And that's what sometimes was going on in politics, what's going on with countries and everything. A lot of people don't recognize their strengths, and they don't want to fight the strengths. They want to fight you. They want to hit you at your weak spot. They don't want to hit you on your strong spot, because they know if they hit you on the strong spot, you're gonna counter back with another strong spot. Because when you're on the job and the boss is talking to you, and maybe you feel like the boss is putting you down, you're thinking, oh, they're attacking my weakness. In some cases, they are. Now, little do they know, sometimes maybe you need to attack back and hit them on the weakness. You know, everybody say, go low and you go lower. No. When they go low, you go high. Amen. Sometimes you got to hit them with the strength spot too, because sometimes we don't look at it from that point of view. We don't look at it there. We need to look at our strengths. Amen. We need to look at the strengths of the people that are coming against or trying to clash against us. What's their strength? Now, sometimes I know, because a lot of people talk fight strategy and whatnot, we hit them at their weak spot. That's true. That's good. But you know what? It's time to stop playing checkers with them. And sometimes let's play chess. Let's try and hit them in their strength, in their strong spot. Now, I'm not going out here advocating that you start a war with somebody based off the strengths, okay? Because if you attack somebody in their strong spot, guess what? They're going to hit you at a stronger spot. Amen? I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to say is, when you are confronted with something, a situation, don't go down. Go get up. Pick yourself up. You can do this. You got this, amen? Know your strengths. Second point, after you get knowledge of your strengths, know what you need. Let's say it again for the note takers. Know what you need. Think about it. At this point, the man was saying in verse 26, he said, let me go. for the day is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. I'll say that again. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Think about that, beloved. Jacob knew what he wanted. He knew what he needed. He needed a blessing. I think at some point in this wrestling match, this night-long marathon wrestling match, the longest wrestling match ever recorded, I believe that Jacob knew who he was wrestling. He knew that he could not end this match. He knew that if he were to submit to this man, that he knew that he needed to be blessed by this man. Amen. Yes, we all now know who this man is, but let's stay in the moment right now. Amen. Let's put a pin on who the man is, and let's talk about Jacob, because Jacob realized who this guy was. He knew who he was because he's like, man, this guy is strong. I can't get him. He getting me. He hit my spot. He hit my sore spot. He hit my weak spot. But guess what? I'm not going to give up until he gives in. Amen. That's the word right there for somebody. Don't give up until they give in. Amen. Because let me give you a real quick story. Little story about me. There's been a dream I've had all my life. And if you know me, you're probably getting tired of me talking about it. If you've seen it on social media, you're probably saying, why are you talking to me about it? Just do it. Well, it's kind of hard to do when you've had a lot of obstacles placed in front of you. Just because it looks like it's good on the outside, you don't know what's going on the inside, amen? You don't know what I've been going through to get to where I am right now. You don't know what trials and tribulations I've had to go through and survive and struggle through to get to where I am right now. You only see the smiles. You only hear the good words. You only hear the good tidings. And sometimes you're only hearing the good preaching. But guess what? I've been through some things. I've been through some struggles. I've been through some tribulations and some things that would probably destroy you and blow your mind. Amen. You think that probably because you had you became a parent too early, you thinking that you've gone through some things that I could never understand. Well, guess what? Why don't you go through a situation where you can't eat food like somebody else, where you've been made fun of by many people, got pennies thrown at you for no absurd reason just because you look funny and you just think smarter. Amen. Just because I was a halfway sheltered boy does not mean that I am not somebody and someone. So therefore, when it comes to me trying to live out my dreams, it's kind of hard to live out my dreams when people have made me feel like I was less than anybody, even themselves. Amen. Just because I didn't go the route you went doesn't mean that my route was any better. Amen. It just meant my route was a little bit tougher because I didn't understand what I was going through because I was pushed into that situation and I was pressed into that situation from childbirth. Amen. It wasn't my parents' fault. Heck, it wasn't even my fault. But guess what? God did what he had to do to get my attention. He was wrestling with me. He had been wrestling with me for almost 43 years. But guess what, y'all? I continued to wrestle. I've been wrestling. And guess what? Yes, he's hit me in my weak spot for a very long time. But guess what? A couple days ago, I said, Lord, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Bless me now, because it is time. It is my time. Amen. Now, you can take my name. You can take my story out of this and put your story in it. And guess what? That's what you got to say about you. You may have done some things. You may have walked the path that you weren't supposed to walk, and it deterred you from the path that you believed that was yours. But guess what? The Lord has brought you through. And this is the time when you say to the Lord, bless me now. I will not let go of you in this very moment until you bless me. Woo! I don't know about you, but you know what? The Lord heard my cry. And he's allowed me to finally see my vision in the way that I need to see it. Yes, I have more than one vision. And you know what? I see clearly now. Not just the fact that it is a couple of visions that he's given me. It's the fact that I am confident to fulfill the vision, to see the vision through. Amen? Couldn't see that before, but I see it now. That's because the Lord has blessed me in a way that I have never thought I would ever be blessed in. Amen? After you know your strengths, after you know what you need, you got to know that God's plan will prevail. I'll say it again for the note takers. You have to know that God's plan will prevail. Get a load of this. Verse 27. On down. This is what he said. The man said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You should no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Get that part right there. "For you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Get a load of this. That is saying something right there. Remember what I said earlier to put the pin on who Jacob knew who this man was? Think about that. The man confirmed it, that it was God, that it was he, the Lord himself, this whole time that you have been wrestling with. Because he took the form of man. You think that the only time God came down to earth was when Jesus was here? Mm-mm. God has come down in many forms, in many years, in the many centuries, and he's still doing that today. You may not believe it, but it's time for you to receive it. Amen. Because think about it. I think about this all the time. I have been reminiscing over this past week as my birthday was approaching. I was reminiscing on my ministry. Now, I have nothing against my ministry. I have nothing against God doing what he has done for me. I kept saying to myself, why is so-and-so? I used to look at it this way. I used to look at my peers and I say, why are they getting the opportunities and I'm not? Why are they in the pulpit at this particular place and I'm not? I've never been given a chance. I've been this, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? In my reflection, I realized that the Lord has placed me where he's placed me for a reason. And you know what? If they're not going to give me the opportunities that I believe that I should have, guess what? The Lord is going to create an opportunity for me. He is going to put persistence in me. I persist on preaching. I love to preach. I was called to preach. I know I'm a preacher. Amen. And you know what? It doesn't matter what avenue I use or what avenue I take to get the word out. Because you know what? That's when the Lord said, hey, you created Safe Haven. Who gave you that idea? And the Lord's, and I have to tell the Lord, you did. He said, that's right. You didn't know when I gave you that vision that this platform was going to be created. You did not know that because that platform wasn't ready for you at that time. Amen. You know what? While I'm worried about preaching in a city area, guess what I'm doing now? I'm preaching worldwide. Amen. I may not be physically there, but guess what? I'm audibly there. I'm visually in your house. I am in your car. I am in your house. I am right there beside you no matter where you are. Because that's what the Lord wanted me to do. He wanted me to reach more than just the average Joe down the street in Chicago or Indiana. He wanted me to go further. And you know what? I am so grateful to God for that. Guess what? I have been mentoring somebody in Houston, Texas for the past 5 years, amen, or more. I don't know, because sometimes I believe I've been mentoring the person since the day we met, even further back than that, amen. And guess what? That is what the Lord has called me to do. He's called me not to only preach. He's called me to teach. He's called me to evangelize. He's called me to be philanthropic one day. And guess what? He's called me to do things that you will never believe, because guess what? It's coming. It's my time. It's my time. Turn to your neighbor, if you have a neighbor, and say, it's my time. Because guess what? It is your time too. Wherever you've been going through, whatever you've been going through, wherever you are in life, don't worry. God's got you. God has got you, had you before. Don't think that God won't have you again. Amen? Because quite frankly, yes, we're all going through financial struggles. Yes, we're all going through job struggles. Yes, we're going through relationship struggles. Yes, we're going through mental health issues. But guess what? If you just seek the Lord will bless you no matter what. You just stay on the Lord until he does. Amen. You pray until something happens. That's right. You push until something happens. Because if it wasn't for the Lord, you would not be who you are right now. It doesn't matter if you didn't get to where you wanted to be 20 years ago. Amen. Guess what? You're still here 20 years later. That means the Lord is still giving you an opportunity. Just turn to the Lord and say, Lord, it is time. It is time. It's my time. Amen? Guess what? That's what wrestling with yourself is all about. Yes, I know the title says part one. That means we're going to have to explore another section of this same scripture on Wednesday. Be ready for it, because I know I am, and I pray that you are too. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for this message and the messenger. We pray that you continue to use me, O Heavenly Father, and use us, O Heavenly Father, in the way that you see fit. Continue to order our steps in your way, O Heavenly Father, because we're going to give you nothing but the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. I want to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy schedules to listen to Safe Haven. We're always here for you. If you have a prayer request, you can go to our website at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can go to the ministry contact section /prayer request section and leave a prayer there. You can ask me for prayers. We can keep it private, or if you want public prayer, community prayer, where we come on here on the air and pray with you, we most definitely will do so, because quite frankly, we're not that kind of church where we just keep everything to ourselves. We are blessing you as well. Amen. For the churches and the podcasters and the radio hosts who would love to have me come on your radio show, come to your church and bless you with a word, or come on a podcast for an interview, or even bless your podcast with a word on there, please go to that same section at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can go to the ministry contact section and leave a good message. And trust me, I will get your message. I will get it, and I will respond ASAP. Get you on the calendar. Amen. If you are a minister or a preacher of any sort that has not had an opportunity, Safe Haven will give you an opportunity. We'll give you an opportunity. Well, how do you do that? How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. You can go to the webpage and go to the register as a guest section. Leave your name, your information, social, even leave a tidbit, leave a clip of you preaching somewhere. And guess what? And if everything works out, we'll get you on the calendar. Amen? Because Safe Haven is not just about Reverend Brian Pusley. It's about what the Lord has blessed all of us with. Amen? For those who want to donate to Safe Haven, you can donate. It doesn't matter how much you donate, from $1 to $1,000, whatever it is that the Lord has placed on your heart, not my heart, your heart. I will never ask you for a dollar figure. I will just ask you for any figure. Amen. I will accept it, because that's what the Lord wants me to do. This is kingdom ministry money. So therefore, you can go to my Cash App. One day we're going to have more avenues, but please get a Cash App and donate to $BrianPusley. Once again, that's $BrianPusley at Cash App. You do that, guess what? The Lord will continue to bless this ministry and bless me to continue to give, to bless you with this ministry. Amen. So I'm not going to keep you guys right now. I'm going to let you all marinate on this message. This message was a strong message. I've been so moved by it. I can't wait till Wednesday. I can't wait till the midweek manna this week at 11 a.m. on all platforms, including the webpage, the website. Get ready for it, because this is going to be Wrestling With Yourself Part 2. Same scripture, same text, different viewpoint, different everything, but it's also the same Lord. Amen? Amen. Let us pray as we get ready to go about our week. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray right now that you just continue to bless us and use us right now. Dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. We pray that you just continue to guide us into the light that is shining because of you. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I will see you all on Wednesday.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.